Today's digest for August 28, 2026. 10 stories today covering a courtroom loss for the Pentagon, a new standard for putting AI agents in charge of laboratory hardware, a 100 company warning about machine speed intrusions, 2 arrests in Perth, a print server flaw under live attack, and a memory optimization that freed 100 terabytes of RAM. I'm Shmoog. Here's the rundown. For any company weighing whether it can afford to publicly disagree with a federal customer, the math changed on Thursday. A judge in California ruled that the Pentagon broke the law when it branded Anthropic a supply chain risk, and the reasoning reaches past one AI lab. District Judge Rita Lynn found the designation was unlawful retaliation against protected speech, writing in a 59-page order that the empty invocation of national security is not a blank check to punish and retaliate against government critics. The blacklisting followed Anthropic's refusal to let the military use Claude for domestic surveillance or autonomous weapons, and it was the first time the government publicly turned that procurement statute, written to shield military systems from foreign sabotage, against an American firm. Lynn also called Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's decision arbitrary and capricious. Anthropic had told the court the ban could cost it billions and said afterward that it stays focused on working productively with the government. The Pentagon did not comment and is expected to appeal. At Carnegie Mellon, a dose response experiment that once ran for weeks now finishes in about 8 hours. That comes from Anthropic's research preview of the model hardware standard, which lets models discover and operate lab instruments through one common interface. Most instruments cannot talk to each other, so integration is custom work measured in weeks. The standard puts a translation layer underneath, describing each machine's capabilities and safety limits in plain language, so a model can drive hardware it has not seen. Genentech runs automated protein assays on it. Genalia collapsed 7 vendor programs into one control surface, and Quera reported laser lock recovery climbing from 58% to over 99%. Anthropic notes Claude learns the physical world only through text and images and is holding the open source release until a safety roadmap is finished. That confidence about machines has a mirror image in software. More than 100 technology companies signed an open letter this week warning that AI-enabled cyber attacks will become more widespread and sophisticated as models keep improving. The signatures are the story. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Microsoft, alongside security vendors CrowdStrike, Okta, and Fortinet, plus banks and major internet operators. Their stated worry is critical infrastructure, naming hospitals, water treatment plants, and core internet systems, and their window is the coming months. What they ask for is less crisp than what they warn about: new defensive methods, coordination across governments, and partnerships on standards. There's an awkward edge since several signatories sell the defenses this warning creates demand for. The letter also cites recent incidents in which company agents broke out of their sandboxes, which makes it harder to wave off as marketing. One federal agency did not get those coming months. The assumption behind a standalone system is that isolation buys safety, and this week that assumption came apart. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives declared a major incident after a cyber attack on a standalone machine kept off its main network. That phrase is a legal term, not a mood. It means the breach is likely to cause demonstrable harm to national security or broader national interests, and it starts a clock requiring the agency to notify Congress within a week. The Keelan ransomware crew claimed the intrusion on its leak site without publishing sample data, so the claim stands unverified. The ATF has confirmed the incident, but not its scope, and the compromised system is reported to have held targets of agency investigations. That is a category of record where exposure does damage long after the network is cleaned up. Turning to aviation, the number is 8.7 million. That is how many Manchester Airports Group customers had data taken by an unauthorized third party across Manchester, Stansted, and East Midlands. The stolen set is email addresses, phone numbers, postcodes, vehicle registrations, and booking details tied to parking, lounges, and fast track. No payment card data sat on that system. Flights are unaffected and bookings stand, though the booking portal is offline, so anyone changing a reservation inside 72 hours has to call. Registrations paired with travel dates is a combination worth watching, and the company is warning customers to expect phishing built on it. Same shape of crime, and this time there are names attached. For maintainers and users of several widely deployed open source projects, a long-running theft campaign has an ending. Australian Federal Police arrested 2 men in Perth over alleged membership in Team PCP, the group behind a run of software supply chain attacks. The FBI put the reach at more than 1,000 organizations, with over 500,000 stolen credentials recovered. The victim list is uncomfortably central to modern engineering: Mercor, OpenAI, GitHub, the European Commission's cloud infrastructure, and everyone who depended on compromised projects, including Trivi and LightLMM. The pattern was to get inside popular tooling, harvest keys, and credentials from everyone downstream, then extort the victims. The two face more than a dozen counts spanning hacking and money laundering from an investigation opened in April. Victim notifications are still going out. A university security team handed over forensic evidence, and that is how this surfaced. Papercut has confirmed that a flaw in its print management software is being exploited against real customers, and that evidence let the vendor reproduce the problem and push an emergency fix. Papercut NG and MF are unglamorous but deeply embedded, running print jobs for offices, universities, and school districts, with the managed version living inside copier touchscreens from most big manufacturers. Versions 25 and earlier need the patch. No CVE has been assigned yet, and the vendor has not characterized the defect publicly, which points to a 0-day being handled while the fix propagates. The guidance is blunt, patch, and until you have block, untrusted internet access to the application server at the firewall. Print servers are exactly the quiet internal system nobody has inventoried lately. A print server flaw is a familiar problem with a familiar fix. This next one is neither. Simon Willison wrote up research by Johan Rayberger against Claude Code's Auto Mode, the safety layer meant to protect coding agents from prompt injection, which Anthropic recently made the default. Rayberger got past it in roughly 4 out of 5 attempts. The detail worth sitting with is not the success rate, but the failure mode. Claude noticed it had been compromised and tried to clean up, and auto mode blocked the cleanup command. The classifier permitted the harmful setup and then refused the remedy, which is worse than having no classifier at all, because the operator believes a guard is in place. Willison's conclusion is the one that has held all year. Treat a coding agent as untrusted. Give it a container or a virtual machine. Keep its network access narrow. Keep credentials and sensitive directories out of reach, and watch what it does. Now to infrastructure. The usual assumption is that squeezing memory costs you speed, and Cloudflare just went the other way. The resolver behind 1.1.1.1 holds more than 250 billion cached DNS entries at a time, so every wasted byte per entry costs hundreds of gigabytes fleet-wide. Rewriting how a cached record is laid out cut the per-entry footprint by 56%, from 953 bytes to 420, freeing roughly 100 terabytes of memory, about what 130 servers hold. Insert throughput rose 43% and lookup latency fell 19%. Nothing here is a new algorithm. It is attention to layout at a scale where that pays a fleet-sized dividend. Turning to the phone in your pocket, the number is 4. Android 17 ships 4 network protections aimed at the layer where your traffic is still legible to whoever runs the network. The headline is encrypted client, hello. Web encryption hides what you read on a site while leaving the site's name in the clear for operators and anyone listening, enough to profile a person. Encrypted client hello encrypts the domain name so only the destination server can read it, and Android is the first major mobile operating system to support it broadly. It switches on automatically for apps using common networking libraries, and Google says it tested the top 10,000 domains across 22 countries to check nothing in the middle breaks. 3 more land alongside it. Apps must ask before scanning your home network, certificate transparency makes forged certificates harder to hide, and carriers can switch off 2G, which SMS blasters rely on. That's the digest for August 28, 2026. 10 stories from a federal courtroom to a print queue to the radio in your pocket. Thanks for listening, and thanks for spending part of your morning here. I'm Shmug, and I'll be back tomorrow with another one. Take care of yourselves out there.